Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Look at this, Kenton.
Hey, careful. He'll have it off the wall in a minute.
Well, I told Aaron the brackets were loose last week. He still hasn't done anything about it.
I think he's been snowed under, Elizabeth.
Oh, how long does it take to fix a waste bin?
Well, I'll have a go if you like, before the visitors come in.
No.
Well, that's why I came over, to see if any jobs need doing before I head out.
No, it's all right.
Honestly, I don't mind.
This is Aaron's responsibility.
Well, it's his day off.
Yeah, well, then I'll ring him and he can come in for 5 minutes.
You can't do that.
Can't I?
Well, no, not really.
I'll text him. He can make sure he does it first thing tomorrow.
That's a better idea.
I want things running smoothly while I'm off.
Sure.
I won't be taken advantage of.
No, quite right. I imagine you must be ready for a break, yeah?
Yes. I might even manage some time off this afternoon.
Oh, that's good.
Once I finish checking here, I'm joining Mum and the children for lunch. I haven't actually got much else to do afterwards.
Oh, great. The other thing I wanted to...
Kenton.
I know that it must have been awful for you when... Elizabeth.
Sorry, I am not discussing this. I mean it. How do you think it felt? Finding out David was responsible for what happened.
That's not quite...
That was dreadful enough, but what I can't begin to get over. To admit he's been lying about it ever since.
It wasn't really lying.
Well, what else do you call it? My own brother coming here virtually every day to help out and saying nothing. Yeah.
Because he didn't know how to.
Yeah, well, by having a bit of courage and opening his mouth.
Yes, he knows that now.
Oh, to be so deceitful. Well, damn him.
Hey, Elizabeth. Look, of course you're angry.
Angry?
Yes, it's only natural to want to blame someone.
Yeah, because it was his fault.
Well, then be mad with me as well. It's as much as my fault as his.
Did you know he wasn't telling the truth?
No, I mean, it was my idea to put the banner there in the first place.
And that's completely different.
Yeah, but if I'd kept my mouth shut...
You didn't taunt Nigel.
All the same...
You didn't work beside me day after day, week after week, knowing what you'd done and saying absolutely nothing about it.
I'm sorry. I should have waited before blundering in.
No,
it's just I am so concerned about both of you.
Kenton... You've been a great support.
No, I'm not looking for thanks.
But if we're going to be all right in the future... I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, okay. Sure. This wasn't the right time.
And there isn't going to be a right time. You just have to accept. I never want anything to do with David again.
"4 o'clock, I've told him to be here, Neil."
Mind where you're standing, love.
Oh, am I in the way?
You step back and you'll be straight in some muck.
Oh,
she's left a right mess in the farrowing arc.
Emma and Ed will have the children with them. Christopher will be here, of course. Mum and Dad.
I wish you hadn't gone to the trouble, Susan.
Oh, it's only going to be a few sandwiches and a cake.
Oh, I'd rather forget all about it, to be honest.
Oh, don't be such a misery. It's got almond ice in.
Oh.
People only want a chance to say happy birthday.
I cut such a ribbon about it yesterday from the rest of the team.
Well, more fool you for taking any notice.
Barry wouldn't shut up.
What's he know? Still gets his haircuts from the 1980s.
Yeah, he said dominoes might suit me better these days.
You're no age at all for cricket. Look at Robert.
Didn't help I was out for a duck either. God, that was a dreadful ball. But I had to pick out mid-on, didn't I?
Well, no one did very well if you lost.
Yeah, well, it was disappointing. Especially against Paxley. But no, I'm going to show Barry and the rest.
Oh?
Yeah, if they don't think I'm up to the job, just wait till the single wicket next week. I reckon I can still win it again.
Of course you can.
Even if it means persuading Christopher to help out with a little bit of extra practice.
I'm sorry, Jolene.
Oh, it's all right.
Well, I'm not expecting it to be particularly busy tonight, but...
Don't worry, Kenton. Have you checked the date?
Well, it's the keg you pointed to when I came down, yeah?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, let's get this one out the way.
OK. Yeah, you see, by the time I've cashed up and locked up and then got up here, it'll be so late.
Yeah.
So we might as well wait till Tuesday, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course it is. Oh, okay then.
Yeah, I do think I might be able to sneak away early, but I can't get any cover.
Don't matter. I'll have a good night out on Tuesday, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, did Frieda say Kathy's just been in?
No.
Can't have been gone 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, Frieda didn't say anything, except moan about the slogan on Reese's T-shirt and then tell me you were down here.
Kathy wasn't in the best of moods.
No.
Hey, can you put the gas back on?
Oh, yeah, sure.
She weren't happy about Jamie working yesterday as well as coming in today.
Well, she knows what his shifts are.
Yeah, and the valve.
Got it.
She said she felt let down. She'd been counting on my support, you know, getting him to give up work for a while.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we can get on with his exams.
Had Kathy actually asked you to stop him working?
No, because Jamie was supposed to have told me himself.
Ah.
She was very nice. Once she realised he hadn't said a dicky bird.
Well, I guess he doesn't want to give up the money.
Of course not. Mm. But I can see Kathy's point of view as well.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he must have a lot of catching up to do. And it's only going to be for a few weeks.
So you're going to lay him off?
I don't think it'd help going that far. I'm going to trim his hours a little. Show Kathy I've taken notice.
Mm, fair enough, yeah. Well, right then... If we're good for Tuesday...
Yeah, how are things at Lower Loxley? Quieting down at all?
In a word, no.
Elizabeth's still in shock?
Oh, I wish it was just shock. No, it's worse than that.
Oh?
Yeah, what Dave said has sunk in all right.
Well, it must have been so hard for her, having it all dredged up again.
Well, on one level, she's fine, yeah? Getting on with her work, making time for Freddie and Lily. But you mentioned Dave to her... I've always known that she had a temper, but now... Whew.
I can't remember exactly how the subject came up.
No?
Oh, hang on, that's it. Yeah, but we'd started potting the skimmed hazelnut, and I was telling Clary how good Ed is with Kira.
Uh-huh.
And I said something like, well, she must have brought him up right to be so good with children...
You need to move again, Susan. Oh. I'm putting the fresh straw in.
Yeah, and she said both her boys are natural fathers. And that's when she let it slip.
Let what slip?
Our William would love another one, she said. I could tell she didn't mean to. She was so embarrassed.
Why?
Well, I suppose it's meant to be a secret. She changed the subject straight away. Mm-hmm. Asked me where I put the date stamp, even though it was right in front of her. Well, I made out I hadn't noticed. Didn't say anything for a while.
Don't tell me you actually got on with some work.
Neil, you know how busy we've been at the dairy. Me and Clary wouldn't have been working Saturday otherwise.
If you say so.
So I waited a few minutes till we'd made some headway with the fruits of the forest. And then I asked, very casually like, so what does Nick think about trying for a baby then? Oh dear.
What?
Well, it turns out she didn't like the idea at all. Will's all for it. Nick can't stand the idea. What do you think of that?
I think it's none of my business.
Well, I can't help it if Clary confides in me. Made me promise not to tell a soul.
You've just told me.
Well, only you. And Emma.
You told Emma as well?
She was fascinated.
Susan.
Well, family doesn't count.
Oh, doesn't it? Look, you can't stay there either. Oh. I'll have to back up the trailer in a minute.
I'll go over by the fence, shall I?
Oh, you're staying out here.
Yeah, I'll keep you company a little longer if you like.
I thought you were spending this morning reading for the book club.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the matter? Aren't you enjoying, what is it?
Cranford. No, it It's very good, actually.
Well, you aren't exactly racing through it.
Well, it's one of those books you have to take slowly and savour.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer's quite right. It's a landmark of 19th century literature.
I see.
Though I admit it's a little slow to get going.
Oh, is it?
All that seems to happen in it is all the women in Cranford get together and spend their whole time gossiping.
Oh? So nothing like Ambridge, then?
Freddie's already gone across and Lily's fetching a jumper.
All right, Mum.
We agreed we'd meet in the orangery in 5 minutes.
Just leaving some notes for Roy.
There's no hurry, darling. And we're agreed that this is my treat.
Hmm?
Lunch.
If you're sure.
I am.
Thanks.
Not at all. Have you finished now?
Yes.
Before we go on...
Mum,
don't worry.
If this is about David...
I understand how you feel, Elizabeth.
Actually, I don't think you do.
I won't forgive myself if I don't say something. I saw him yesterday. Tried to talk to him.
Mum.
Elizabeth, darling... He's in a terrible state.
I don't want to know.
I've never seen him like this.
Look, I realise you want to help.
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, you're not.
Elizabeth, we really mustn't let this tragedy become even worse.
Will you please? Can we just forget the subject and go for lunch?
In a moment. Please. I know it must be so hard for you to accept, but what happened to Nigel... There's no logic or reason to it.
Look, let's...
And no matter how much you want to make sense of it, there's no one to blame either.
Will you just stop there?
Darling,
I mean it.
You mustn't let it break up the family, Elizabeth.
I mustn't. How is this in any way my fault?
It's not about fault, darling. What happened was a tragic, meaningless accident. That's the awful truth.
I'll tell you what the awful truth is. If David hadn't goaded Nigel, he'd still be alive today.
He didn't goad him.
Do you understand? My husband would still be alive. My children would still have the father they adored.
Elizabeth.
Instead, he's destroyed my family. That's the truth. And I won't let anyone, not even you, Mum, tell me differently. Is that clear?
You got Eddie to help you?
Huh?
Putting the silage sides on.
Oh, yeah.
Is he coming in tomorrow? Hauling?
No. He doesn't know what time he'll finish at the market.
Oh, do you want me to ring Bert then?
No, it's all right, Ruth.
Well, I can do it now.
No, don't bother. We'll be working flat out all afternoon.
Oh, that is a lot to ask of him.
Well, when I've got the trailer ready, I'll call in at Rickyard.
To see if Ed can put in a shift?
Yeah.
He's usually happy to help between milkings. Town was busy.
Was it?
I called in at Jack's. What have you been up to?
Well, once they dried out, I got the mower through Croft and Skipperley.
Mm-hmm. Want the airline again?
Yeah, please.
Skipperley's always awkward, isn't it? Pip says there was a problem with one of the Herefords.
Oh, well. It's nothing much. It was just a husk in her eye.
Did you bring her down?
No.
So, this afternoon's not been too bad.
Okay. I got my jobs done.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Hey.
Psst, I'm here. Inside the lich gate.
Oh, are you all right, Linda?
Shh. Come through for a minute.
Come
on.
All right.
Quietly.
Why are you bent down? Have you had an accident?
Look. On the ledge.
What? Oh.
Here, use my binoculars.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Go on, you'll get a much better view.
All right.
You know how to focus?
Yeah, yeah.
Alan rang me last night. Said a chick had hatched.
Oh, wow.
Can you see the mother feeding it?
What was that?
Well, I think it's a blackbird. I saw the male peregrine fly in with it.
Did you see him kill it?
No, I only spotted him as I got here. He flew straight in, passed it to the mother, and then he was gone.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, the way she's ripping it to pieces.
Oh, it's such a relief to have at least one egg hatched after losing all the others.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, thanks.
Well, you can watch a little longer if you like.
Oh, no, it's all right. I've got to get moving.
Oh, what a shame. It's such a wonderful sight.
Yeah, but I've got work stuff to sort out. The bull.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, just be careful how you get... Oh.
You don't think you might be pushing yourself too hard?
No.
You've no reason to punish yourself.
Oh, I'm not punishing myself.
You've been going non-stop today. You worked right through the weekend.
Yeah, well, I had to.
The ditch could have waited a little longer.
We've been losing good grass in Wormits. That corner's sodden.
Well, yeah, but... Look, maybe tonight, when you've seen Ed...
Oh, I've got to get this up to Croft. Got to check the troughs. Look at that eye again.
Well, maybe when you've done all that, if it's not too late, we could have a family night. Watch a film together.
I don't know, Ruth.
You haven't spent much time with the boys recently.
Yeah, well... There's such a lot to do.
I know, but Ben was asking if you'd be around this evening.
He knows I've got to make use of the weather.
I said if we watch a DVD, he can make some popcorn with me, toffee and salted. Be nice if you came in.
Oh, maybe.
I hope I haven't kept Josh waiting.
Oh, hello, Jill.
I told him I'd be here when he got home from school.
Oh.
Afternoon, David.
Hi.
So we can inspect the hives together.
Oh, I think he must have forgotten.
Oh.
He's staying on for some running trials.
I knew I should have reminded him.
Do you know what time he'll be back, David?
About 5, I think.
Kieran Smith's dad's bringing him home.
Doesn't matter. I wanted to see how you all were anyway.
Well...
Right, I'll get going.
How have you been, David?
Okay. Busy.
Yes. It can't have been a very easy weekend.
You'll have to excuse me, Mum. I need to get this up to Croft.
Oh!
Josh won't be that long, if you want to hang on.
Right. Well, I can always take a preliminary look at the hives myself.
He's been like this the whole time.
So, no exams today, then?
No.
Go on, sit down, Jamie.
Oh, it's my last English one tomorrow.
You're ready for it?
Oh, I don't know. You know your text, Jolene?
Yeah.
What's it about? Why have we got to discuss my hours?
Oh, it's only because we're having a little bit of a reorganise here.
Oh, what way?
How about we wait till I've made you a bacon sarnie, eh?
When I told you on Friday, I was thinking, okay, it was a heck of an argument. He was bound to be shaken up.
Of course.
But by now, I hoped he'd see things a little more clearly. Instead, it just seems to be getting worse. He's going further and further into himself.
That's why I came back. I've been so worried about him.
I can't believe I've been so stupid, Jill.
What do you mean?
Well, David told me soon after it happened that he felt responsible. I told him not to be daft. I said we all wish we'd done things differently that night. I didn't understand what he was putting himself through. He really does blame himself.
Oh, but he mustn't.
I've tried telling him, Jill. I've said so many times it was just a stupid accident.
Of course it was.
But he keeps on torturing himself.
Oh.
I woke up twice last night. Both times he had his eyes open.
Oh.
Looking up at the ceiling. I tried talking. Asked what he was thinking. He told me not to worry, to go back to sleep. I want to get through to him so much, and I can't.
Losing Nigel's so hard to bear, but to see even more harm coming out of
it. Why doesn't Elizabeth realise what she's doing to him?
Oh. She's very mixed up and angry, Ruth.
Yeah, of course she is. I only meant... After David tried so hard to keep things going at Lower Loxley.
I know.
Well, maybe she might be a little more understanding.
She's trying to make sense of a senseless situation.
I suppose so.
I've never seen her like she was yesterday. Not even as a child. She was pulling so far away from me.
I didn't mean to criticise her, Jill.
No! It's all right. We all say things at times like these.
It's just... recently, we'd started going the right way with the yield problem. David was... well, not quite enjoying work again, but... well, every now and then, the shadow seemed to lift for a while.
I thought he was much more his old self last week.
He was. For the first time in ages, he had a kick around with the boys. When they finished and came in for tea, he had his arms around them. They were all laughing. I can't remember the last time that happened. And I thought, yeah, we're getting through this.
But now he's gone right down again.
Oh, yeah. You can see it in his face, can't you?
Yes.
What do I say to him, Jill? What can I say that makes him realise he's still a good man? He's still the man I love.
I wish I knew, Ruth.
I can't reach him. It's like there's a wall of glass between us. If only Elizabeth could see him like this.
We need to put this right quickly. I mean, apart from anything else, it'll be so difficult for the children.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie and Lily don't know about it yet.
Elizabeth hasn't said anything.
She seems to be avoiding the whole subject. It made lunch yesterday very difficult.
I've told Pip most of what's going on.
Yes.
But the boys don't know. Like you say, I'm hoping things will resolve themselves before it all goes too far.
Please God they will.
They know something's wrong. They can see how unhappy their father is.
Of course they can.
I just wish I knew what to do.
Oh, so do I. But whatever happens, somehow, we've got to keep the family together.
Lots of butter, yeah?
Oh, please. I thought she was hurt or something, hissing at me through the gate.
I'm never surprised by Linda anymore.
Oh, it was pretty cool, though. It was feeding the chick little scraps of the blackbird.
Nice.
Oh, it's like a creamy, white, tiny little thing.
I'll have to look out for it next time I pass the church. Do you want to get a ketchup out?
Oh, done it.
Here you go, then.
Oh, cheers. So your text, do you want me to do some extra hours, you know, off the book?
No. Quite the opposite, I'm afraid.
What?
Sorry, I should have made it clearer. I've been having a look at what we're taking in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I don't really need you coming in on Saturdays for a while.
What? Oh, you're joking, aren't you?
No, I'm afraid not, Jamie.
Oh, why? It was mad last time.
Well, for half an hour, maybe.
Oh, more than that. I was really, really busy.
Well, to start with, then you were standing around most of the rest of your shift.
Maybe the last part of it.
The fact is, we're going through a quiet patch. Probably will be till we hit July. But business always picks up then, when the holidays start.
Why not keep me on for another week? See if it gets better.
Because to be frank, sweetheart, it's not worth it.
Great.
Sorry, it's true. Fallon can easily cover what you're doing for the next few weeks.
What about Sundays?
Well, they're always busier. I'm happy to keep you on if you want to keep doing them.
Well, of course I do.
Good.
I'm still not right, though. I've worked really hard here, haven't I?
You've been pretty good, yeah.
Well, then?
It's a business decision, Jamie. Pure and simple.
That's like half of my money gone.
Only for a few weeks? Like I say, come summer, we'll probably be able to take you on again.
What am I supposed to do till then?
Why, everyone else does, sweetheart. Don't spend more than you got coming in.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't all bad. Means you'll be able to see more of Natalie, doesn't it?
I can't go anywhere or do anything with her, though. I can't afford it now.
Gives you extra time to prepare for your exams.
Oh, not you as well.
Well, that won't do any harm.
Oh, you just sound like Mum.
Well, she may have a point.
I was counting on this. Oh, I can't believe it.
Jamie, don't make such a big deal of it. You're keeping Sundays. You get your old hours back in the summer if you want them.
Okay.
You're welcome to the real world, sweetheart. It's how it is for everyone else.
I know.
If the business ain't coming in, you can't expect a handout.
Okay.
You going?
I've got to go see someone.
Oh, now?
Yeah. I'm running late.
Well, what about your sandwich?
Oh,
Want to take it with you?
Yeah, all right, thanks. If you're sure the ball can afford it.
It's late to be putting the washing out, Em.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll stay dry overnight. I put it on before I went out.
Yeah.
Oh, but I've been so busy. I've been giving the house a bit of a clean, picking Georgie up from school, trying to find him some trainers and dropping him at Will and Nick's.
Where she is. Hello, you.
Come here. Are you all right, little Kay? So, did you get any?
Oh, Ed, have you washed your hands?
Yeah, no, of course I have, before I came on.
Your overalls are filthy.
Well, that's the cow's fault, it's not mine, is
it? I don't want Kira getting any bugs.
She's a farmer's girl. You don't mind a bit of muck, do you?
All the same. Best put her back till you're changed.
Okay. Here you go, trouble. Here you go.
Yeah, that's what Ruth called her this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Kira looked like... No, it wasn't trouble. Full of mischief.
Yeah, I reckon she is and all.
Yeah. She was as good as gold in town, though.
And did you find any trainers?
Oh, well, there was a lovely pair in the clearance shop.
Oh, yeah?
Really smart, red and white. Georgie's size, Velcro straps, only £7.
Well, that's not bad.
Except they were far too tight.
I mean, he has got big feet, hasn't he?
He was so determined to get them on. Shopwoman couldn't believe it.
Well, when he gets an idea in his head.
Yeah, he was trying to ram his toes in. I was like, Georgie, they're too small. He wasn't having it.
Well, didn't they have a bigger size?
No, it's that make. Always too narrow. I had to spend nearly £12 in the end. And he'll grow out of them in no time.
You're money pits, you and your brother. You're total money pits, eh?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to use this one for work from now on. I couldn't get the oil out.
Oh, that's okay. Oliver's coming over later.
Oh, about the dairy?
No, he's got something for Kira. Oh. Sun out or something.
Another present. They've been so kind.
They've really taken to her, haven't they?
Mm. I thought him and Caroline were in Cheltenham all day.
Oh, they had to come back early. One of the guests went into A&E this afternoon.
Oh, no.
It's only an ankle or something, but the wife didn't speak much English and Linda got in a flap about it.
She would.
Ed?
Are you all right, David?
Are you fixed for tomorrow?
What, do you want me on the trailer again?
If the weather holds. Trefoil will have had a couple of days by then.
Yeah, all right. Same sort of time?
Oh, all right,
well, any chance of starting at 11? Forecast isn't great for later on.
11?
Yeah, I can push one or two jobs back.
But I meant to ask earlier.
There's no problem.
Hey, do you think she's full of mischief, David?
What?
Ruth said Kira was full of mischief this afternoon.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Right. 11 o'clock would be great. Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, well. Never mind, Kira.
Yeah, I'm nearly finished, love.
It's all right, Roy. I told Vicky we wouldn't be picking the kids up much before 7.
Oh. How did the workshop go?
Oh, really well. You know, Patrick was running it with me.
Uh-huh.
He was excellent. Helped Hollerton Primary spot 18 types of birds in the grounds.
Oh, it's not bad.
We saw a great spotted woodpecker. Kids were thrilled.
Oh, that's good.
Well, considering some of them didn't know what a wood pigeon was to start with.
Ah, no.
Mind, one or two looked like this wasn't even their home planet. Ever so sweet, but no idea about anything.
Look, this is what I wanted to show you, Hayley.
I won't be long, Freddie. You always say that and then you're
aging. Evening, Elizabeth.
I promise, just 1 minute. Yeah, evening, hi.
Hi.
I'll go and wait in the car.
Thank you, that's very sensible, Lily.
I'm staying here.
Oh, I like your hair, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, he hasn't done anything special. It was more of a tidy up.
It really suits you, it's nice. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of day have we had, Roy?
Oh, it's pretty straightforward.
There's no hitches with the plastics company?
No, their HR guy liked what he saw. He's provisionally booked 3 training days in July.
Ah, and which rooms?
Meeting rooms 1 and 3.
And you've checked that...
Yeah, it doesn't clash with anything. I've made absolutely sure.
Good. And the pigeon fanciers?
Oh, perfectly happy. Said they'd see us again next year.
Right.
We're going to be late. Mm,
and you mustn't keep Johnny Depp waiting. That's who you're seeing, isn't it?
If we ever get there.
Well, why don't we make it the first item to catch up on later in the week?
Yes, all right. Come on then, Freddie.
At last.
Enjoy the film.
Thanks. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, well, let's get going then. Come on.
Quickly. Are we about ready as well?
Yeah, hang on. Have a look at this first.
What is it?
Well, I've been nosing around a few websites. Now, other falconry setups.
A face on him.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop going on about it. Oh. Sorry, do you want one of these?
No, I'd better start tea.
Like he's the only person ever to lose a few hours' work.
Well, your first job.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, what do you fancy?
I don't know, what we got?
Well, I didn't buy anything special with George eating at Casanueva.
Oh, we got some sausage and egg.
Again? You don't mind?
Well, if that's all we've got, don't mind.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Will was there when I dropped him off.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's funny. Kira was having a little grizzle. So I sat her on George's lap for a second while I got his new trainers out the boot.
Oh, do you want me to put the grill on, love?
Yeah, please. Him and Kira look lovely together in the back of the car. Like I said to Will, proper little brother and sister. Well, I don't know if he heard. He didn't say anything.
And there's this one.
Oh, yeah. They're all much jazzier, aren't they?
I don't know when our falconry section was last upgraded.
Go back to it for a second.
I mean, compared to the rest, it looks like it's come out the dark ages.
Oh, the photos are so small.
Yeah, and with, you know, the experience days. Look, there's no pictures of customers handling the hawks.
Oh, yeah. Only Jessica.
It's not just the sight, it's what we're offering. It's all a bit heavy going. I'm great for bird nuts.
Mm, not very family friendly, though.
No.
You're right. We should be offering some shorter sessions that don't eat up a whole day.
Well, and sell vouchers for them. They make a great present.
Yeah, my dad would love something like that.
One-offs, maybe short courses, I don't know.
I could see those being really popular.
Well, you'd have to put a time limit on the vouchers. Use inside 6 months, say, to stop bottlenecks.
You really have thought this through, haven't you?
Trouble is, I'm still not sure if I should say anything to Elizabeth.
I know I said not to, but you're changing my mind now.
Ah, yeah, but you're different. You're not the boss.
Not till we get home, anyway.
Now, if I start acting like I'm the new guy with all the answers...
Well, I'm sure she won't take it like that.
Dunno.
Why not put your ideas on paper? At least let her see what you're thinking.
Want me to pass some tires over, David?
Oh, no, you're all right, Oliver. I'm almost done.
Well, you'll finish even quicker if I help out. Here.
Oh. All right, thanks.
I like to keep my hand in. I remember putting in such long days when I was silaging.
Well, at least we finished one clamp. We start the hollow tree one tomorrow.
You're not tempted to contract out then?
Well, I know it'd save a lot of messing around.
Ties up so much manpower and machinery, doesn't it?
No. Well, maybe next year. This time, well, I got in the groove and just got on with it.
Well, there never seemed to be enough hours in the day when I was getting the grass in.
No.
I mean, everybody thinks late spring's such a marvellous time, but, well, with so much to do, so many pressures on you, sometimes that was when everything got right on top of me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's starting soon.
There was a queue.
That's an enormous bucket, Freddy.
It's for everyone.
Hurry up.
This is brilliant for a school night.
Can we do it more often, Mum?
Nope, this is an exception, not the rule.
Oh.
I just felt we needed a treat.
The man in front's got a head like an elephant. Shh. I'm not going to be able to see anything.
All right, come on, swap with me.
Okay.
Don't chop your elbows out if you're sitting there.
I won't.
Mum?
Oh, don't start complaining.
I'm not. When we got back from school, Aaron was in the tractor. He said he's doing the reseeding now.
That's right.
That's Uncle David's job, isn't it?
Oh, things are very busy at Brookfield and with us, so we've agreed from now on, they just get on with their lives and we get on with ours.
Oh. Okay.
Which includes making sure Freddy doesn't pinch all the popcorn. He didn't pass it round, young man. Come on, this way, please.
It was inexcusable.
Oh, not at all.
It was. I told him at the last meeting I'd look into it.
Yeah, well, you must have so many other things to do.
Oh, I mean, all right, maybe I shouldn't have promised, but I did.
I suppose once you've done that...
And he was worried about the rear line footpath encroaching on his land. I told him I'd speak to someone on the council. Of course, when he rang last night, I hadn't done a thing.
Well, if he's a farmer himself, he knows how busy you are.
No, if the chair of the NFU makes a promise, he should keep it. I felt pathetic admitting I'd forgotten all about it.
Well, anyone can slip up, David.
I seem to be doing it all the time. I haven't got back to a couple of guys on NVZs. I haven't agreed the next lot of speakers. I'm a fat lot of use to anyone.
Oh, rubbish. I hear nothing but good reports of you as chair.
Well, it's not just with the NFU, believe me.
No?
Sometimes I wonder how my family put up with me. I get so much wrong.
Huh?
Yeah.
What kind of thing?
Oh, you don't want to hear this.
David, I know how low I felt sometimes. I mean, really low.
It's just... The night Nigel died...
Evening, Oliver. Oh, we were wondering what happened to you.
Well, I stopped to give David a hand.
But it's only if you want to see Kira before she goes down.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, you got it all sheeted over, then?
Yeah. We'll start using holotree tomorrow.
I'm not trying to nick your workforce off you, but we've got a little routine going.
No, I'll come along with you now, Ed. I'd like to see Kira. Perhaps another time, David?
No, that's fine. You were right. I've had a long day's work.
Look, if there's any way I can help...
Silaging blues, it's all. Nothing serious. Forget about it.
It's very encouraging.
About here, Lindy?
Yes, that should do. Right. Jolene, Christine and Bert are joining us now.
Bert's coming to discuss Cranford.
No, I don't mean join us for the book club, Robert. I thought I made it clear I was talking about the Britain in Bloom committee.
Oh, sorry, I lost the thread wrestling with the cane back rocker.
I'm not sure we're going to need it now. I've had one or two late calls. Usha can't get away from work and Jim's a sudden question mark.
Oh, and Joe's not coming either.
Isn't he?
I saw him in the shop. Mrs. Gaskell's not quite his cup of tea, he said. Well, words to that effect.
I'm sure we'll struggle on somehow without him.
Well, we've probably got too many chairs, then.
At least I managed to persuade Usha to join the Bloom Committee as well when she rang.
Yeah?
Together with Jill and Jim and the rest. We should be quite a force.
As long as you don't have your first meeting on Sunday.
Oh, no, we won't.
It's going to be a very early start.
Well, I certainly hope so. I don't want to miss a minute of my birthday.
How long is it since we've been there?
Oh, Yat Rock. Not for a long time.
I thought it'd be a good chance to compare their nesting peregrines with our own.
Might see a goshawk as well.
Well, that'd be a satisfying first.
Although I'm sure we did see one the last time we were in the Forest of Dean.
It was a sparrowhawk, Lindy.
Oh, very large one then.
Oh,
not already. I haven't even stoned the olives.
Well, I'll let them in.
Oh, would you, Robert?
And I'll see to the nibbles if you plump up the cushions
right.
And give your hair a quick tidy.
Oh.
Okay, on my way. Ah, how nice to see you, Jennifer. Susan.
Oh, hello, Robert.
Good evening.
Do come in. Let me take your cloaks and bonnets.
Sorry? Oh, yes.
Oh, very good.
Hey, are you joining us this evening then?
No. I'm merely Chief Refreshments Officer.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm afraid I find Cranford a little underwhelming.
Oh, you Philistine,
not
you.
Not enough unexplained corpses in the pantry for my liking.
Although it is really very good.
They take some ammo when you're silaging, don't they, Dave?
Yeah.
Do you know, I remember years ago, Dad doing the same checks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's when I first got interested in engines. Oh, do you want the...
Yeah, thanks, Kenton.
Yeah, he let me top up the radiator and do the oil. Are you about done?
Well, just want to look at the air filter.
Well, after that.
Oh.
I don't need to be back at Jack's till 9. Fancy coming for a pint?
No, I've got too much to do.
What, this late?
Well, there's a blocked trough in Round Robin.
Oh, come on, still be there in the morning.
Yeah, but I want to get it out the way now. Well, that's not too bad.
Half an hour down the bull, that's all.
No, I can't.
Dave, I know you're going through a rough time. So, what, a beer? Unwinding a little? It was great to see you down there last week.
Yeah, no, thanks, Kenton, but...
Come on, why not? But Ruth says that you've been on the go since five. You need a break.
I took an hour after tea, helped Josh with his maths. Tried to help.
Yeah, well, and that's great. But how about some time for yourself? You know, a pint, a bit of banter, or if you need to get anything off your chest?
There's no point, Kenton. Talking can't change anything.
That's not true.
Mate, unfortunately, it is. I've smashed things up so badly with Elizabeth. It can't be fixed.
And in trying to sum up my response to Cranford, I feel I can't do any better than to quote Mrs. Gaskell herself. If you don't mind.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, yes.
Good. Oops, no, let me put my glasses on again.
We'll have a little break in a few minutes.
Now, here we are. I had often occasion to notice the use that was made of fragments and small opportunities. And, she goes on to say, things that many would despise and actions which it seemed scarcely worthwhile to perform were all attended to in Cranford.
Yes, it's a marvellous passage, isn't it? Where she speaks of potpourri made from fallen rose petals and sticking apples full of cloves.
Yes, and always finding significance in small things and in so many ways. And that's precisely what Mrs. Gaskell does herself.
Oh, yes.
Oh, definitely.
And in my opinion, she's the supreme exponent of using fragments and small opportunities to create a quite compelling vision of the ebb and flow of daily life.
Yes, you've put that beautifully, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And what about you, Susan? We haven't heard what you think yet.
Oh, well... Oh, I haven't done anything like this since I was at school. I was Cleopatra in a balloon debate. Ended up being tipped over the side.
Oh, dear.
But, well, first of all, I'd have to say I agree with everything Jennifer put so perfectly. Mm. Yes, all the potpourri and apples malarkey was very interesting. But if I did have one tiny criticism... Oh, I don't expect it's very important.
No. What is it, Susan?
It's when Miss Matty opens a tea shop.
Mm.
Well, after the collapse of the Town and County Bank.
Yeah. Well, I know writers have to be a bit fanciful sometimes, you know, to keep a story going. And I can just about accept that she might give all the children an extra sugared almond or a peppermint, say, when they come in for sweeties.
Well, she's a very warm-hearted character.
But I'm sorry. I think Mrs. Gaskell shows no real understanding of retailing when she has Miss Matty tell all her customers not to buy green tea.
Oh.
One of her best lines... It would have been commercial suicide. No, that was it for me. That was a step too far. Good boy, Mazzy.
It was like I'd suggested a trip to the moon instead of a swift pint at the bull.
Well, if it's any comfort, I barely got two words out of him yesterday.
Well, you went over then?
Yeah. They lent us some DVDs ages ago. It seemed a good excuse to call round.
You didn't get anywhere?
He said he couldn't stop to talk. He was off to roll the clamp.
Yeah, well, he blanked everything this evening. I kept trying to get through, but zilch.
Same here.
You know, absolutely nothing. Now I've got to go back to work, and all I'll be thinking about is my sensible, sorted-out brother. Completely adrift, like the mast's gone.
Well, at least you tried, Kenton.
Well, that's what Mum said as well. You know, for the first time since I don't know when, she seems to think I'm getting something right.
God.
Propping up Elizabeth, yeah, trying to help David...
You're doing everything you can.
Yes, but without actually getting anywhere.
Is
A propitious moment for the dips, isn't it?
Oh, yes, thank you, Robert. We're just taking a few moments break from the cut and thrust of literary debate.
Oh, these look nice.
Now, that's spinach and artichoke.
And Mexican bean pate and guacamole.
The tortilla chips are blue cornmeal, homemade. Do help yourselves.
Oh, thanks. I've worked up quite an appetite with all this nattering.
I noticed Richard's gone for a breather in the garden.
Oh, he doesn't seem very comfortable being the only man, does he? Jennifer?
Oh, yes, thanks. Mm. And we still can't persuade you to join us then, Robert?
Oh, no. No, thanks. I'm enjoying my own book too much in the kitchen. Prime piece of Scandinavian noir.
Oh, dear. I like a good thriller.
Well, it's very disappointing that most of the men have stayed away tonight.
Well, hardly surprising, though. Once you look at the first page, I mean... Okay, this is it. A man is so in the way in the house. That's not very enticing, is it?
Mrs. Gaskell was being lightly ironic.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Well,
the number of times Neil gets under my feet most days.
I mean, why would any chap want to spend an evening discussing the dominance of the Amazons in Cranford? He probably gets enough of that at home.
Robert, we're running rather short of wine.
Oh, sorry, Lindy. Reinforcements on the way.
Good.
This pate's delicious.
Oh, yeah, it is nice.
You know, I wonder if Cranford was rather a challenging choice.
Ah, well, never mind. We're nearly finished with it now.
You've chosen our next read yet, then, Jennifer?
Are we meeting at your house next time?
Yes, that's right. Well, I haven't quite made my mind up yet.
Oh.
I'm still wavering between one or two possibilities, I'm afraid.
Intriguing.
But I promise to email everybody the title in the next day or two. Oh.
So tough for Mum.
Mm.
She hates it when any of us fall out. It was all she'd talk about last night.
Well, this is where, you know, if Dad was still around.
Oh, I know. I've thought that a few times.
Yeah, at least Elizabeth listened to him.
Occasionally. Mm.
And he's the only person Dave would really open up to.
That's true.
You know, you always said Dad was a rock, huh, when Ruth was ill. But now, he can't talk to us. He must feel like he's got no one.
I know Alistair didn't get very far with him last month.
He's too afraid to let his guard down.
It must be so dreadful for Elizabeth.
Must knock her right back.
I keep trying to imagine what she's going through. Of course, it's brought back so many memories.
Of losing Mark?
Yes, and I've been thinking about Caroline lately.
Oh?
Well, I never blamed her for what happened.
Well, no, you didn't seem to.
But she felt so guilty for so long afterwards, as though his death was all her fault.
Well, she couldn't have done anything about it. She didn't want to be thrown off.
No, of course not. But you're looking at it logically.
Yeah.
Her gut feeling was, well, if she hadn't gone riding that route at that time of day...
Yeah, I guess you get into a real loop, going over and over what happened.
Yeah, and that's what David's doing. And he'll go on blaming himself. Because the only person who can tell him he doesn't need to is Elizabeth.
Hmm. You really didn't blame Caroline?
Oh. Well, partly because it was the other idiot's fault, the driver who spooked her horse, and partly because, well, that's how life is.
Yeah.
I did get worked up sometimes. Oh, I'm so angry with God for letting such a terrible thing happen. You know, some days I frightened myself. I really did, feeling that kind of rage.
Well, I guess that's what Elizabeth's going through.
Yes.
Only with Dave in the firing line, not God.
Well, it's only natural to feel like that after something so awful. You wouldn't be human otherwise.
No.
But you can't let it destroy your faith or your family. Oh, it is hard. But you have to let go of all the destructive feelings. Do you think... I wonder if I could make Elizabeth see that. That what she's feeling can only harm her, not help.
Well, you can try, sis.
Perhaps I ought to.
Yeah, go ahead. But I have to tell you, I don't think Elizabeth's in much of a listening mood at the moment.
What's the cut-off, Roy?
If we're not sure about the weather, 11 o'clock.
But if the picnic's not till 1...
Yeah, I know, it does seem quite early.
Yeah,
it does.
Well, there's two reasons, Elizabeth.
Which are?
One, catering say it'll take longer setting up in the Cruck Barn and the Folly than in the Orchard.
Hmm. Yes, yeah, I suppose two sites.
And the second reason is there's a knock-on effect with one of the school groups.
Oh, are they scheduled for the Cruck Barn?
Yeah. I only picked up on that this week.
Can't they go in one of the meeting rooms instead?
Oh, yeah. It's not a problem. MR2's available, and Hayley's used it before.
Mm. I know it's not as nice for the children.
Oh, they'll manage. But if she does need to lug everything across from the barn...
Yes, fine.
But look, with any luck, the weather will be okay next Tuesday, and we can do the tour and picnic as planned.
And everything else is on course for Wine Week?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the garden festival that's being wrinkly.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you had a chance to read the notes.
Yes, I have.
Well, if it hadn't been my own day off, I'd have done something about it yesterday.
This is the water problem.
Yeah, the organisers want to know what backup we've got if the mains goes down. I mean, not that it should.
We've got Bowser's on standby.
Have we? Well, I didn't see that anywhere.
I arranged it last night.
Oh.
Webster Bridge on-site water.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's good. And the other thing...
Secure storage?
Emily Stratton, she's the woman I'm dealing with, is worried.
Well, I had a chat with her as well, and we agreed the most valuable plants can be brought in overnight.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, and she's happy with the company we use for security. She was quite relaxed about the whole thing by the time we'd finished.
Oh, excellent. I thought you'd be too busy with the pharmaceutical reps.
Oh, no, they were no trouble.
No?
He even left me time to talk through the volunteer rota with Dennis. And I've emailed you the main changes.
Oh, thanks.
And I've signed off the shake-up of the cleaning team.
Oh, Eileen was still making her mind up when I spoke to her.
Oh, it's all resolved now.
Oh, you were busy yesterday.
Time off's recharged my batteries. It's made me realise how distracted I've been. But I'm back in gear now. So, are we ready to run through the summer bookings?
Go on then, Adam.
Off you go! All the March Lammers keep saying what a great spring they had.
Well, round here, maybe. I'm not so sure further north.
Perhaps not, Brian.
38, you'll do.
Some of the pickers were telling me what they had to put up with last winter.
Right, out you go.
Absolutely bitter in Poland.
Go on! How are they settling in?
Oh, not bad. The usual teething troubles with accommodation. Oh, wanting to be with their friends.
You're not going anywhere yet. Oh.
Ruhr is taking it on himself to give some of them guided tours of the farm.
That way? Yeah, he was telling me that last night. Oh.
You and Mum set up any prep school visits yet?
We're taking her to Greetham College the week after next.
And you? Come on. What, with Rory?
No. We thought we'd see what the place is like first.
Right.
We're going to one at Joseph Hill.
Oh, I know the place.
Size them up. Right, you'll do. Well, we'll only talk to Rory if we think they're promising.
Well, I'm not sure what he'll make of boarding.
Well, if he doesn't like it, he won't go. But I suspect he'll love the idea.
Well, maybe.
Go on. He's a very level-headed young man, is Rory. He even helped me choose Jenny's anniversary present online.
Did he?
Right, you're okay. Now, I'm starting to have second thoughts about a pendant.
No use asking me, Brian. I've no eye for jewellery.
Right, thanks.
It's bad enough Mum picking my brains about the book club.
She's getting in quite a state, isn't she? Wants her choice to go down better than Linda's.
Go on!
Especially since Susan seems a fixture in the group. Because we must impress the in-laws.
I suppose Susan's got to find something to do in the evenings. With Neil spending every spare minute in the nets.
Yeah. Right this way.
He's determined to win the single wicket again.
What are the numbers like now?
Well, we got plenty of names down. So fingers crossed for sunshine on Monday.
Absolutely. Well, what does he want?
Well, a tune-up wouldn't hurt. That's not a healthy engine.
Morning, gentlemen. Hello,
Jessa.
What can we do for you?
The other way about. I'm here to do you guys a wee favour.
So we'll have a green wedding and an ordinary one that week.
Uh-huh.
2 days with the edible fats.
They've been holding conferences here for years.
Yeah, then the regional Quakers for a day. What are they like?
Much quieter than the Methodists. If we scroll towards the end of the month...
Hmm. Morning!
Hello, Hayley.
Just need the keys to the stationery.
You're happy with the arrangements for next Tuesday, if it rains?
Oh, yeah. We'll use MR2, no problem.
Well, let's hope you won't have to, but Roy's covering every eventuality.
Well, you never know what'll happen.
Oh, and have you said anything about the falconry yet, Roy?
No, not yet.
What's this?
I had one or two thoughts about getting rid of the birds. Or not.
Oh, well, why haven't you said anything?
Well, I didn't want to throw too much at you while you're still catching up.
Haven't we established I'd already done that?
Yeah.
Sorry, have I put my foot in it?
What thoughts exactly?
You see what I'm getting at?
Go on that way.
So, you and Harry were in the pub last night.
For a good hour or mare.
Well, this isn't just a harebrained scheme, then. It's based on proper scientific research.
Oh, aye.
Last one, Brian.
We had good eyes on them the whole time. Who did we speak to, MD?
Well, the pickers seem quite chatty here.
Hang on a minute. 38, perfect.
Amongst themselves, right enough. I'm not saying you've hired a bunch of mime artists.
Then what are you worried about?
Well, they kept to themselves the whole time. They didn't speak to any of the locals.
Ah.
The one time I did go out, the guys just circled round at Rottweilers.
Ah, so you're saying you didn't actually meet any of the Polish or Hungarian girls?
It's not just the girls. I'd offer them all the hand of friendship.
Ah, very considerate.
Although, there was this one lassie. Long chestnut hair, fantastic legs, and a smile you could warm your hands on.
Wonder why she got your attention.
It should all be made to feel welcome, which is why I've had a belter of an idea.
Oh, yes?
Oh, you know the wee social things you do for your pickers?
What, the day trips and discos?
Aye. Well, I thought, why not invite a few of the locals along and all? Make some links.
What an excellent idea.
I'm telling you, it's a dog's essentials.
You should do that, Adam.
Do you think so?
Yeah, ring St. Stephen's. See if any of the church groups are interested.
There's a thought.
Yeah, and mothers and toddlers. The over 60s, they'd lap it up.
No. I was thinking merfolk's the same age as the pickers.
Oh.
Carefully selected, of course. Like, well, me and Harry for a start.
Well, that's an interesting suggestion, Jazza, but I'm afraid I need to get going.
Oh, well, no worries.
Will you check the finish before we pen them for the lorry, Adam?
Sure.
Well, see you, Jazza, if the UN doesn't poach you first.
So, what do you think?
Well, I think the pickers are probably quite capable themselves of deciding how much they want to integrate.
It jumped out at me, flicking through the press cuttings.
I hadn't realised.
Yeah, whenever Jessus has got the birds flying, Lower Loxley gets more photo coverage.
Oh, they do make good subjects.
Well, it doesn't matter what event. I mean, antiques fairs, summer galas. It's the hawks the photographers go for.
That's interesting.
So, if we lose them...
Yes, I get the point, Roy, but why it's the cost. Jessica says Muse and Weathering's both need repairs.
Yeah, but...
I mean, that's why I suggested we came over. Look, they're certainly past their best.
I've talked to Aaron and one of the carpenters. They reckon most of it looks worse than it actually is.
Do they?
Well, with the weatherings, all right. The roof's not in great shape.
It looks rotten to me.
Yeah, but there's not that much to replace. Well, the whole point of it is to be open to the sun. And the guys reckon we've got enough timber and roof and felt from other jobs to have a go at it without buying in.
We don't want to end up with something half-baked.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be.
And even if we repair the weatherings, the Muse is a much bigger job.
Yeah, it needs money spending on it, no two ways. But we're repointing the side walls. I mean, lots of the shingles have to be replaced.
Yeah, and we're stretched for labour as it is.
But all the same, I estimate a reasonable fix. Again, mostly materials we've already got. I mean, would come in under 600?
Well, that's not too bad, I suppose.
And if we can up what we're taking at the same time...
By revamping the flying days?
Yeah, I mean, it would be easy enough to trial one or two of my ideas. I'm happy to oversee promotion.
Including the section on the website?
Oh, yeah, I can upgrade that myself.
You were right about how dated it looks.
Look, I'm sure that we can pull this round. If we give ourselves a year's breathing space.
Freddie would be thrilled.
Yeah, Phoebe likes them too, mind you.
Yeah?
Oh, never mind. Just got the usual stuff going on with Kate. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I don't like the idea of a hawk on the brown tourist signs.
No?
It makes them too cluttered and it's expensive.
Okay.
The trail inside the grounds a much better idea.
What, the hoardings with the hawks on? I've got my eye on you.
Yeah, and that might work in brochures and flyers as well.
So?
I'll look through your figures in the next couple of days, Roy, and I'll come back with a decision next week.
Oh, great, thanks.
So it might not be the one you want.
No, but if you do decide on a reprieve, well, maybe we could talk to Jessica about marketing. I mean, she's got some good ideas on it.
Nigel thought it was better if she concentrated on the birds.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying he was wrong.
And it's all right.
No, it's far from it.
Never be afraid to make suggestions, Roy. Even if it sometimes feels like you're criticising the way things were done before.
Oh, no. It's just about looking to the future.
Mm. Well, that's one of the main reasons I've brought you onto the team, Roy. I'm trying to draw a line under the past. Everything that's important to me, my children, my work, my most precious memories, are all here. So I'm determined to make Lower Loxley as successful as it possibly can be. It's more or less my whole world now.
I know I say it every time, Jenny, but your tubs do look lovely.
Well, I have to make an effort. They're the only splash of colour in the yard.
If you don't count the oil drum and the crisp packet by the gate.
Oh, I do wish Jeff would clear up after himself.
Look, do you think Brian will be much longer?
No, I doubt it. He was only going to take a quick look at the hinds. Do you want me to give him a ring?
No. I'm just earlier than I said.
He's probably on his way back now. Lillian, could I water these?
Sorry.
I've got to water these in.
Are those dahlias?
No, marigolds.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I meant.
And that's trailing verbena around the edge.
It's a gorgeous colour.
Peaches and cream.
Have you seen Mum's brooch?
You mean the one she enamelled?
Of a duck egg blue.
I wouldn't mind something that shade myself.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I wanted a light blue border in the bathroom at number 3. I can't do it now.
Oh, why not?
Well, Jonty Waters is pushing us hard to move in. There's no time to be fancy.
Oh, Jonty's the computer chap.
Yeah, some sort of IT whiz kid. He's going to be our first tenant there.
It's on his own?
Yeah. I don't know if he's broken up with a girlfriend to be in such a rush.
Oh, perhaps there's a divorce in the background.
Possibly. He didn't volunteer and I didn't like to ask.
Well, it is awkward.
But if he wants to start paying rent, we're happy to take it.
Oh, great.
So next week it is.
Ooh, so soon?
Well, the work's nearly finished.
Oh, that was quick.
And if Jonty doesn't like pebble white while he's showering, hard luck.
I thought you were using pebble white in the kitchen.
We are. I got a good price on an end of line.
There. Told you wouldn't be long. Ooh, I suppose I'd better disappear then.
Oh, well.
It's all right. I won't interfere.
It's only a silly little piece of business. It's nothing important.
Afternoon, Lillian.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Was everything all right up there?
Yeah, only one or two left to carve.
Well then, I'll leave you and Lillian to discuss whatever this little piece of business is.
I would ask you to stay, Jenny, but you'd only be bored.
That's all right. I've got to see Adam anyway.
Oh, have you told him about Nicolette?
I'm just going to. Call him for coffee afterwards if you've got time, Lillian.
Thanks.
Right, then.
Now, look, I told Jenny it's not important, but
now,
actually...
Wait a second, Lillian. What do you think of...
What? New phone?
No. This picture.
Oh.
It's Jenny's anniversary present. She'll get here today. Not so sure myself now. Perhaps I should have gone for the necklace. Would that have been better than the pendant?
Not really.
You don't like either of them?
Sorry, darling. I can't stand jade. If anyone gave me either, it'd end up at the bottom of a very deep drawer.
Are you off now, Adam?
Yep, as soon as I've loaded the waste plastic.
Where are you taking it? Penny has it.
Just outside. Newlands Farm.
Oh, that's quite a way.
Yeah, it's the nearest pickup point for over a month.
Oh, well.
You know, it's taken an age to bag and label it all.
I spoke to Nicolette when I got back from Borchester.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did she say?
She was very good about it and perfectly happy to share with Magdalena instead.
Well, if it keeps Therese, you're quiet.
I don't think she was trying to be awkward.
No, no.
Only feeling a little bit homesick. Wants to be with her best friend.
Well, yeah, if you've managed to sort it out.
Oh, it was all very simple. They'll swap around this evening. Oh,
thanks, Mum.
Oh, and you will remember to ask Ian, won't you?
Don't worry.
As he's off tomorrow, we'd love him to come over for lunch.
I'll let him know.
Yes, please. Well, now I'd better let you get on.
Oh, did you have any luck this morning?
What?
Finding a book?
Oh, yes. I'm glad I did go into town. I had a real inspiration while I was there.
But you don't know which two supermarkets.
No actual names were mentioned.
Well, that's no use then.
Well, I'm sure they're both big players.
I'm sorry, Lillian, but from what you've told me, this is just gossip.
Coming from a very good source.
Well, who exactly?
Ah, well. You can't expect me to give away all my secrets,
look,
can you?
Look, look, if you can't back this
the
up...
The point is, Brian, I know for certain that at least two supermarkets are interested in developing the old market site, if they can get in quickly enough.
So you've said.
But you don't seem to have realised the leverage that gives us with the council.
I don't see it gives us any.
If they've got a bidding war between two keen rivals, they'll be desperate to have the old market vacant ASAP.
Yeah, but we've already agreed a date for that.
Well, perhaps we should reopen negotiations.
Why? Why, we can't change it now.
We might be able to offer them an earlier date.
Earlier? It's impossible.
It depends how you incentivise the
Lillian,
team.
Lillian, it'll be hard enough having the new site ready as it is. December's going to be here before we know it.
But surely we can push the contractors a little more.
No.
Brian, you can always close a deal if you make it sweet enough.
Oh, now, where have I heard that before?
My source is convinced the council will be prepared to provide us with a great deal of sugar. Of course they would. Money from a supermarket will soften the cuts they have to make elsewhere.
It's simply not feasible, Lillian.
In your opinion?
In reality.
Look, why don't we put it to the board and let everyone decide for themselves?
Because there's no point wasting their time on fairy stories.
It's not a fairy story.
Lillian, I can't suggest BMD even consider such a radical change of timetable on the basis of, what, the faint echo of half a rumour.
All right. I take your point. If you need a few more facts before you make
any
a decision...
Any facts would be nice.
Then I'll get them for you. Find out who's involved.
How exactly?
Well... I'll go back to my
source. Oh, don't bother. I'll make time to see Matt myself.
I simply must get this sent off today, Sheila.
Oh, that's all right.
For some reason, they couldn't open the attachment.
I'm in no hurry, Elizabeth.
Such a large company, you'd think they'd have some decent software.
I'm just glad you're free for lunch.
And you don't mind eating here?
Oh, wherever you like. It was very cheeky of me turning up out of the blue.
Are you off all afternoon?
Yes, Joanne's taking the disabled class and the girls can manage the rest.
Don't often bunk off during the week?
Oh, I wanted to treat myself to a long weekend before next week's rush.
Oh, half term.
Yeah, Wit's always frantic.
Yeah, it's the same here.
Lots of eager parents and nervous first timers. You know, that does suit you, Elizabeth.
My hair? Not much more than a trim.
No, it lifts your whole face. I really like it.
Thanks.
Did you get much else done on your days off?
Oh, I caught up on all sorts of admin.
Oh, that's the trouble, isn't it? There's always a mountain of paperwork waiting.
At least I managed to get out and buy a new jacket.
Oh, what's it like?
But nothing special. Except it's the first thing I've bought this year.
You'll have to show me.
Best thing was taking Freddie and Lily to the cinema.
Oh. Did you enjoy it?
They did. That's what matters.
But now you're back on the treadmill.
Oh, it's not been too bad. Gearing up for a couple of conferences and the wine picnic. Roy's been very good. They're all in his remit. He's been totally efficient.
So you're coping all right?
Did David ask you to come over?
No.
Oh, Mum?
Elizabeth, I'm here on my own account. I just want to know how you're getting on.
Oh, thanks, Jenny.
I know Brian's no great fan, but it was very exciting. Ah, like an eruption, the whole flock of lapwings taking off in a panic.
Are you still talking about peregrines?
Yes, I had to stop the car and wind down the window. And it took me a moment to see what had startled them. But there he was, way up high.
He? You must have had very good eyesight.
Oh, the female stays with the chick early on. It's the male who does the hunting.
Jenny, Jenny, I don't care if the male saunters into Underwood's deli for a tray of Nick's antipasti and some honey roast ham. I'm simply not interested.
Well, I'm not usually. But having them right in the heart of the village, it's...
Oh, whereas this looks much more my kind of thing.
Well, yes, yes, I bought it this morning, more or less on impulse.
Interesting cover.
I've just emailed out the details to everybody.
This is your choice for the book club?
Yes, why not?
Rather racy for Ambridge, isn't it?
Yes, I do understand you don't want to talk about it, Elizabeth.
Because there's nothing left to say.
But we simply can't leave matters as they stand.
Why not?
Because you're asking the rest of us to take sides, with you or David.
No, I'm not.
That's what it amounts to.
All I want is for you and Mum and Kenton and Pip and whoever else feels they know what's best for me to
like
accept
that.
Once and for all that I am choosing to have nothing to do with David ever again, that's all. It's very simple. It doesn't affect the rest of you.
Of course it does.
Why can't you respect my decision?
Because he's your brother, Elizabeth.
Exactly. My brother. Someone I should be able to trust. Someone who shouldn't lie to me.
Oh, that's not being fair.
I've been more than fair to him. I could have been furious when it happened. Why didn't he stop Nigel going onto the roof?
We all wish we'd done more.
But I wasn't. I accepted they'd both been caught up in the moment. I didn't hold it against him. And what sickens me now is I was so grateful for everything he did for me afterwards.
Oh, I know.
And then to find out he'd been lying. That he dared Nigel onto the roof.
He's been tormenting himself about it.
Good.
Oh, Elizabeth, you must realise. If he'd known what was going to happen...
Oh, what... That's too easy. That's far too easy. Of course we'd change everything if we could, but we can't. And David is the person who's responsible for that.
Well, to some extent.
What?
When David suggested they go onto the roof, Nigel could have said no.
Oh.
It's an awful thing to say, but I'm afraid it's true.
Stop it, Shula! I am so sick of my whole family trying to blame Nigel for what happened.
All I'm saying...
And I know why you're doing it. To make dear, precious David feel better about his unforgivable behaviour.
That's not what I mean.
I'm not going to let you get away with it. Nigel can't defend himself anymore, but I can and I will.
All I'm suggesting...
Shula! You're my sister and I love you very dearly, but if you dare say one more word about this, one single word, we are finished.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.